He pointed to his empty tipping plate. The young sailor finished his meal and got up to leave. Putting on his coat, he walked over to the flower woman's table. "Happy Christmas," he said, smiling and picking out two flowers. "How much are they?"
2 francs, monsieur."
Pressing one of the small flowers flat, he put it into the letter he had written, then handed the woman a 20-franc note. "I don't have change, monsieur," she said. "I'll get some from the waiter." "No, ma'am," said the sailor, leaning over and kissing the ancient cheek. "This is my Christmas present to you." Straightening up, he came to our table, holding the other flower in front of him. "Sir," he said to me, "may I have permission to present this flower to your beautiful daughter?" In one quick motion, he gave my wife the flower, wished us a Merry Christmas, and departed. Everyone had stopped eating. Everyone had been watching the sailor. Everyone was silent. A few seconds later, Christmas exploded throughout the restaurant like a bomb. The old flower woman jumped up, waving the 20-franc note. Hobbling to the middle of the floor, she did a lively folk dance and shouted to the piano player, "Joseph, my Christmas present." "And you shall have half, so you can have a feast too."